It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to learn with you, Divrei Torah, to ask questions, and to come out with that major yusod. As we all know that in America and in Israel, there are different parshas going on. In America is Parshas Kedoshim, and Eretz Yisrael is Parshas Emor. So what we've been doing is been asking questions from both and trying to come out with a yusod. We also have been asking a question about Sfiras HaOmer and putting it all in. And this week happens to be Parshas Emor, which is the Parsha of the Mo'adim, which actually has Sfiras HaOmer. So if I bring up Sfiras HaOmer, I won't even feel like it's such a joke. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. I was recently actually speaking to a bacher, and he said, Rebbe, all I want to hear is stories. And I said, okay, I hear what you're saying. Stories are fun. Stories are geschmack. You can bring out a good point from stories, but you also need the Torah. You need both. So again, we'll throw in some stories, maybe a little more, but we also need to have our Torah, but we need to make sure that our Torah is clear. And I told him, you know what, I'm going to start off with this story. It actually happened last week. Last week was the bar mitzvah of Ayelet and Uri's son, my sister and brother-in-law, and it was the oldest grandson's bar mitzvah in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Very exciting. It was a beautiful bar mitzvah. Family, my parents are in. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you a great story that happened. We get to Ramat Beit Shemesh. My sister finds us a beautiful apartment to stay for Shabbos. And as always happens, I don't know, it definitely happens with me. It's probably my fault. You know, everyone else is earlier than me. It's not that I'm late. It's everyone else is early. But it doesn't matter when Shabbos starts. It always comes down to the last couple of minutes. And I don't have a car, so it gets a little interesting, especially when you're in a community that you don't live in. How do you get to the shul? Baruch Hashem, my father, a big tzaddik, drives us around, puts us all in the car all the time. He's unbelievable. His stories and stories just about what he does, unbelievable, the chesed that he does. So he was going to take half my family so my wife could light in the shul, and then he was going to come and pick me up and some of my other kids and get us. And obviously, I'm running late. And he takes half my family to shul, and then he's coming to get us. And now I'm walking with a couple of my kids, and I start feeling my pocket. And in my pocket, I'm like, uh-oh, I got cash. I got a gift certificate in my pocket. So I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll leave it in the car, I'll hide in the shul like everyone does. But at the same time, I gave a shiur about, you know, Efshosai Tishmoru, and why is Shabbos, the whole thing, the beginning of this week's Parsha for America, Parsha Kedoshim. And I said, you know what, I'm going to run back. Maybe I'll run back. It'll be an extra 20 seconds for my father to get me. It's a little further. I'm not so far away. But I'm like, yeah, but no, but still, back and forth. You know, like when you do that back and forth in your mind. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. Get a little exercise for Shabbos, I'll run. And I ran back to the apartment. And when I get to the apartment, Siyata Dishmaya, I love Siyata Dishmayas, the key was left in the door, and everyone was so rushed that we forgot to lock the door. I'll take all the negligence. Yeah. And we forgot to lock the door. The door was wide open with the key in the door. And I said, wow. You know, back and forth. And again, who knows? You know, Hashem runs the world. You know, what if someone went in or not? Would have been a little easy, like a little trick. Like, you're leaving the door open with the key. Like, what kind of game is this? Is it like a game show? You know what I'm saying? But Siyata Dishmaya, you know, would have been very stressful to come back. Oh, it's not our house. Maybe someone went in. It's not so hard to get in. The door's open. But with Siyata Dishmaya, because of this year that I spoke about Shabbosai Tishmor, the ultimate relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is keeping Shabbos. And I said, why do I have to think about money in my pocket, hiding it? Let me run back and put it away. And Baruch Hashem, nisim and niflos. Okay, I thought that was a good story. My Talmud only likes the stories. He wants to just close the recorder now. You can. If you want to hear some more things, you can. There's going to be some Geschmack stories this week. Hopefully, if I don't live up to it, I'm really sorry. That means I'm not so sorry, but I'm sorry a little. Okay, here we go. Parshas Kedoshim. Let's ask a couple of questions. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem speaks to Moshe, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, Perek Yutes Pasuk Aleph. Speak to all klal Yisrael, amart alehem, and say to them, Kedoshim tehiyu, you shall be hore, Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. For holy am I, Hashem, your God. Now, we have one of the most famous machlokes. Again, whenever you say it's famous, the question is the speaker trying to make you feel good about yourself? Or is he trying to make you feel bad about yourself? Why am I saying famous? Am I trying to say that it's famous because everyone should know it? Okay, whatever, you can have lumpness with anything you say in life. Usually, whenever we say anything, we just don't even really think about what we're saying. But it's a famous machlokes. What does Kedusha mean? Rashi says, right on the spot, in Parshas Kedusha, right on the spot. Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, have a perushim min arayis. You should be removed from arayis, umin avera, and you should be removed from sin. Shekol makom shatamotzi geder erva. For wherever you find restrictions, atamotzi kedusha, you find holiness. So says Rashi further, Ani Hashem mekachkom. I am Hashem who gives you kedusha, sanctifies. V'lo yichalu zaro. A kohen shall not defile his offspring. Ani Hashem mekacho. And the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. I don't know, again, it's a debate if he's disagreeing, if he's adding an extra nekuda. And the Ramban seems to say that there's this extra element of kedusha. The phrase of the Ramban is kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lach. That it's not just avoidance of things that are wrong, but it's more of making things holy. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lach. Even something that's permitted to you, you have to make kedusha. But again, the question begs itself. Parshas Kedoshim, a lot of mitzvahs. Parshas Emor also in the next show. What does kedusha mean? What is even Rashi saying on a deeper level? The Achronim are trying to understand. What is Kedusha? What is it, something inherently? We're not God, right? God is the ultimate Kedusha. God is holy. What am I? What is a regular Basar Vidom? What is a Yid? What is a Jew? What is it all about? Question number one. Question number two. There's a lot of misses in Parshas Kedusha. We're not going to go through all of them. But now I'm going to, again, let's go to go on another detour to Parshas Emor. Okay? Parshas Emor, right in the beginning, tells us that there's this idea, again, Parshas Emor is broken up. In the beginning, it's talking about the Kohanim, dear to me, because as my father told me, I'm a Kohen. Baruch Hashem, Kedusha, whatever. It's your fault, as I spoke about in a couple of Parshas before. Right, if you ever feel bad that how come this guy's a Kohen and this guy's not, it's your ancestor's fault. That's the Kavskayim says, not even me trying to make a joke. Your ancestor messed up. We learn a big thing that you gotta take responsibility for your actions. You're gonna mess up, you'll mess up your descendants. Don't mess up. But I'm a Kohen, Baruch Hashem, my ancestors did not mess up. And as well, my father told me I'm a Kohen, Baruch Hashem. And we have a good lineage. We go back, genealogy.com, I don't know if that's the right word I'm saying, but yeah, kahuna is very important in my family. It says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, and mor el ha-kohanim, say to the holy kohanim, b'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, v'amarta aleihem, and you should say to them, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amov, and you should say to them that you should not be impure among his people. So Rashi says something amazing. Again, all you in America listening to this that are not here presently, you could have this Torah for next week. But again, we'll do more next week. That's what I've been doing. A lot of Torah. Let's jam back Torah is gewaldig. So what does Rashi say? And more Ela Kohanim. And more of Amarta. If you look at the pasuk, it says say and say. Like, okay, I got the point, Hashem. Like, no word is extra. So why do you keep on saying say and say? And more of Amarta, why does it say and you shall say? It says, of course, the Gemara in Yevamos, Kuf Yedalet Omid Aleph, Lahazir Gedoilim Al Haketanim. To make the adults, to make the Gedoilim, the adults, Al Haketanim on the minors. So I saw beautifully asked, Refran writes in his beautiful Sefer, he has a lot of Chalakim already. Refran writes that it doesn't seem that. Very nice. I hear what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara is saying that it's going on two different people. However, Refran says Vamor Vamarta doesn't seem to be saying that. It seems to be saying that the subject never changed. And it seems to still be talking about the Kohanim. So why are you telling me Amor Vamarta is talking about the parents taking care of the children? It doesn't seem like that at all. Right? He writes, the only problem with this interpretation is that it does not fit into the words. There's no hint in the verse that the Kohanim are meant to repeat what they hear to others. What's the main reading of the question of the pasuk is, the words is that the objective pronoun, them, wow, nice, I like that, objective pronoun, them, refers back to the object of Kohanim. So why are you telling me it's talking about the Ketanim, the Gedolim have to watch the Ketanim? Gavaldi question, and he says it's a question of the Beis Av, one of the Gedolei Achronim. Furthermore, I saw in a sefer called Kol Doldi, from David Feinstein, who is one of the Gedolim, Moshe Feinstein's son, and he says, why the Lashon Emor? When it's talking about all the things that you should not do, that you can't become impure, right? That you can't become Tameh, a Kohen can't become Tameh to one of, he can't become Tameh except for one of the Sheva Krovim, Rachmano Litzlan, he can't become Tameh, he can't become impure. So why are you using that Lashon Emor? And furthermore, the Torah goes on, and it says, when it's talking about all the Mumin, because Kohanim are very holy, Baruch Hashem, are holy people, that when it's talking about all the Mumin, all the blemishes, it says the Pasuk of Vayidaber. And we know Chazal tell us throughout all of Shas, Vayomer is Lashon Racha, soft, and Vayidaber is Lashon strong. But we're telling you not to do something. Don't become Tamei, and still we're going soft. That is the question of Rav David Feinstein, B'Shem, I think B'Shem is father, actually. So why? Again, why does it say Amor Vamarta twice? Had the Rashi, according to staff of the Gemara and Yevamis, that is talking about that the adults have to watch the children. How does that have to do with our pasuk? Question three. Again, sometimes I do a little too many questions. I try to sneak them in, even though I'm not tricking anyone. I know. We know that we're in the period of Sviris HaOmer. It's very interesting, just the name. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, it says, Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, Amarta lehem, Ki savo el ha'oretz, when you come to the land, Asher ani nosein lachem, that which I give them, Uksartem es ksira, and now you are going to start bring, you're going to start reaping the harvest, V'avi'echem es ha'omer. You are going to bring the Omer. Why is it called? An Omer, again, is a measurement. It's 1/10 of an Ephah, if you want to know exactly. Why do we refer to this period as the counting of the Omer? Just have a better name for it. What is the name? What is Sviris HaOmer coming to teach me? What is this whole idea of Omer? Very nice. It's you're able to bring the crops. We know that the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. It allows you to bring all the crops from the year before. That's why if you go into a pizza store, it says we only serve Yashan. That means all the wheats took root. Now they're allowed, right? And it's not Chadash. Chadash is not so good. Okay, there's a heter of the Bach. A big Bach in America, okay, a separate, a big Shiloh, a big shear on that. We're not going to talk about it, but we know that you're allowed to Yashan, that you have the old wheat, all the wheat that's been growing for the past year, comes the second day of Pesach, and now it's allowed. But why is this time called Sviras HaOmer? So again, we have three questions. As you all know, clarity is the Iker. If you have clarity in your learning, clarity in your life, you'll have a good life. If you have clarity in your Torah, you'll feel connected to your Torah. Just to talk to someone that you're able to give over Divrei Torah, speak Divrei Torah, is that's the key. So again, three basic questions. Let's get it clear. Question number one, Parshas Kedoshim, a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. What is Kedusha? What is it all about? Is it separating yourself from Avera? What is Kedusha? Question number two, Parshas Emor, and Amor v'Amarta. why the language keeps on saying. First of all, why is it Lashon Racha? Why is it a nice language? You should, if you're telling someone not to do something, it should be strong, it should be harsh. And second of all, as our friend brought down, why the Gemara says that we're talking about Gedolim have to watch the children. But that's not what's going on in this pasuk. It seems that it's only referring to the Kohanim. And the third question, a general question, we're in the period of Sfira Saomer. As we all know, this week's parsha Emor in Eretz Yisrael talks about him. Why is it Sfira Saomer? Why is that the name? Why is it not called the Sfira Le Pesach Le Shavuos? Just Sfira. Why Sfira Saomer? What is so unique about the Omer? So we're going to do like we always do, is we're going to build a Yisod. And again, these Yisodos, these foundation points, there's so many different foundation points. There's so many things we all have to work on, right? And just the beautiful, it says, V'haftal Erecha Kamocha, this week's parsha, V'haftal Erecha Kamocha, famous, we spoke about last week. How could the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, how can they mess up? He was the man, V'haftal Erecha Kamocha. So I heard a beautiful idea from the Kedusha Salevi. The Kedusha Salevi says, Relay Bardichev, who I'm actually related to, is one of my ancestors, that Relay Bardichev says, V'haftal Erecha Kamocha. We have to love yourself. You have to love yourself. Love others like yourself. And just like we all have things that we have to work on, and we're not perfect, only Hashem is perfect, not us. So just like we overlook our problems, we have to overlook other people's problems. V'hafta, beautiful idea, v'hafta l'recha kamocha. Similar to the Rabban. Rabban says something like this also. But beautiful, you gotta just overlook. And again, there are a lot of Yisodos. Last week we spoke about relationships, and the week before, I don't know what we talk about, I always forget. I gotta do chazar. But this week, I wanna speak about something also very important. It's definitely important to me, it's important to everyone. If you would ask someone, what does success mean? What does it mean to be successful? What is that all about? In my mind, there's a lot of different ideas. Obviously, we're all about building our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an amazing relationship, bringing Hashem really practically into our lives in a real, that's what it's all about. But we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, the beginning, Aleph, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. And then it says, right, the Mesorah, going from generation to generation, which we're building here, the Torah, passing it down. And then he says three things. He says, Havim Masunim Adin, you should be deliberate in judgment. Don't just jump to conclusions so fast. Havim Talmidim Harbei, you should have a lot of students, Vasu Siag LaTorah. And you should make a fence for the Torah. Now, I just want to focus a little on what a fence. Boundaries. Boundaries is such a key thing in growth. If a person wants growth and a person wants more, he needs to set up the right boundaries. He has to know, right? He has to know where he's going with himself. I told this story over to my bachurim this week. I like this story. If you heard it, you don't have to listen. If you want to say, oh, I know the story, I know it. Okay, great. But it's a good story. There was someone waiting on someone at the cash register, and behind them was an African-American woman with her child, and, you know, he was waiting to pay for the stuff, and he saw the little kid, you know, all the stuff that's going on at the cash register, and he got all the gums and all the treats, all the stuff, and the little African-American little kid turned to his mommy and said, I want this, and she said, no. So he said, give it to me. He started grabbing it. So then what happened? The African-American lady turned to the child and said, it's not kosher. And then the child stopped. So when the Jew saw this, he was like, what in the world's going on? You know, maybe she's Jew, maybe she converted, I don't know. Like, a little strange, you know? So afterwards, he was a loud person. He went over to the lady after and he said, you know, I wasn't trying to overhear your story, or overhear your conversation with the kid. Not that your kid was screaming on top of his lungs, whatever, we won't talk about that one. But what was going on? You said something about kosher? You eat kosher? Like, I'm a religious Jew. It's so fascinating. You eat kosher also? So she said, well, no, I'm not Jewish. I don't eat kosher. She said, so why'd you say that? She said, you know, there are a lot of Jews in this neighborhood, and I always see this happening. You know, kids are going crazy, and they want something from the cash register. And then the mommy says, it's not kosher, and the kid stops. So when I saw that, I thought, what's it gonna do with my kids? And guess what? It works. It's unbelievable. Now, it's a cute story. It's a cute story. It's a funny story. But there's a lot of emphasis to that story also. What's the shot? Because if you create the right boundaries, if your kid knows that this is not my heksher, I don't eat this. Sometimes there's doubts and you're not sure. But if your kid knows and you create the right boundaries, so that's amazing. There's a clarity of what is right and what is wrong. For example, when a person wants to lose weight, a person wants to get in shape, a person wants to eat better. So I have to meet a person that loves candy. When I was first married, I used to buy a lot of candy. It used to be like a monthly expense. I used to spend like 100 shekel on candy. So I'll be like, oh, that's for your kids? Yeah, but I had only two kids at the time, and my oldest was like 20 months old. She couldn't eat candy. So really, the candy was for me. But then we won't talk about that. Now, if I want to work on my weight and not eat this candy, because I love candy, then I can't have it near me. I need to have a clear boundary. The minute that the candy is near me, so what happens? I go to the candy and I start, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the candy's gone. I don't know what happened to it, because now it's in my stomach. You know what's going on? But what's the shot? It's because if you create the clear boundary that it's not coming into the house, that's a clear cut boundary. It's the same thing with anything in life. If a person has a clear cut boundary of this is what I'm doing, I don't care what happens. If a person is so ready to work out, and they're going to work out, and it's going to be hard, but this is what I do every day. So that's growth, and that's a boundary, and that's getting consistency. They're intertwined with each other. Now, let us try to develop what Kedusha means. Kedusha means that... Rashi holds that Kedusha means staying away from Avira. Perushin min ha'arayis. And you know what? That is Kedusha. Because Kedusha, when you have two things in front of you, and you tell yourself you're going to stay away. Sur meira, I'm going to stay away from it. That is showing yourself that you, A, have clear boundaries, and that you're not just doing it for yourself. When a person tells and he separates himself from it, that is sur meira. For example, I say this all the time. We know that, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's amazing good things about phones and, you know, constant communication. Again, there's things that are not so great about it, which we all know. Sometimes we're in denial, but, you know, we know that we're constantly connected to everyone every second. But sometimes you have to cut off those, you have to make boundaries. And I say all the time, and I heard it from Rav Pesach Cronin this year, and I heard it from different people. When you get to shul, if... You know, for me, let's talk about me. I mean, I'm talking about you, but I'm going to say me to make you feel good, right? If I have my Pi, again, I don't have one of those fancy phones. I have one of those vibrating phones, right? A small little kosher vibrating phones. If I'm in the middle of davening and all of a sudden I feel my phone vibrate, all of a sudden my mind starts racing. Oh, it must be that. It must be that. It must be Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu because he needs to get in touch with me. I must be President Trump. Right, all these, I mean, obviously it's not true, but I'm saying we do all these things. Oh my God, oh yeah. And then, who was it? It was a telemarketer, right? So I just wasted my whole Shmona Esrei and my whole davening because the guy wanted $50 for me. Or he wanted me to sign up to some stupid thing, right? So what was the problem there? Is that I didn't create a boundary. All I needed to do in that situation is sur meira. Turn off the phone. This phone is done. And if a person does that, stays away from evil, that's a gevaldic thing. You know, I tell my bachim all the time that sometimes in life is just staying away from bad and just showing yourself that you're in charge. If you know there's going to be a certain situation that's going to be bad for you, or you're going to be in a situation that you're going to see something you shouldn't be seeing, or be involved in something you shouldn't be doing, and you stay away, that is Kedusha. Because Kedusha is that I'm sanctifying it. I'm showing that it's Gevaldik, that I don't need to do it, and I'm in charge. And why am I doing it? To connect to Hashem. But the Ramban takes it a step further. The Ramban says, no, you're right. That might, Rashi, you could be right. That could be Kedusha. But I'm going to take it a step further. Even the things that you're allowed to do, even the things that you're allowed to do also could be Kedusha. Because everything is about perspective, and everyone has different nisyonos, but I could turn something that seems so not good, disgusting, and I could make it Kedusha. Or, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're a mature audience over here. I could take something that is so gross when used in an inappropriate way and turn it into Kedusha. I could take my eating, and either I can overindulge in my eating and make me into like this big guy, this pig, or I could take my food and eat it benachas and say, I need this nourishment in order to serve Hashem. And you're doing the same action. And sometimes you need more food, but why am I doing it? Says the Rabban, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutter Lach. That I have the ability to make my actions, my mundane actions, into Kedusha. And the step is with boundaries. The more a person creates those clear-cut boundaries, what is right, what is wrong, obviously with the Chachamim, with Chazal, with Yerabeim, to create where it is, then there's no gray. Again, we live in a very gray world. I'm not here to say that we don't. But the more that a person has the clear-cut boundaries, that's growth. If a person says, I'm going to work out regardless of what's going on. And my boundary is that I'm going to work out. That's Gevaldik. You know, I always tell the story. We have to answer the other questions. Oh, so much to do. So I used to go to the Y. My mother was like the head of the Y. Yeah, I was awesome. Walking in, I was the man. A little basketball. Maybe that's where I got my basketball thing that I think I'm good or not really. I just beat up some Bokrim, whatever, and try to make it feel, whatever. We don't have to talk about that. But Baruch Hashem. Now, they also have a workout gym in this Y. So I used to go to the Y. I had a workout buddy in high school. And I remember every day I had my boundary. I'm working out. I'm going to get strong. I'm gonna get... One day, there was this big Russian guy. And he looks at me. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm working out. He said, what are you doing? He said, it looks like you're just flapping your arm like nothing. I said, listen, you're ripped. I'm not. I'm going to listen to you. And he started showing me, and then I realized that I wasn't doing it right for a year and a half. And now, then it started hurting. Why am I telling this story? I don't know, I just thought about working out, but it's no, because every day I was working out, I had a boundary. My boundary, this is what I was doing. And a person can apply this to anything in life. With learning, with doing mitzvos, a person's machmir, giving meiser, everything he earns, he puts in mind, he has a boundary. I don't play around with it. And if you have clear-cut boundaries, you can bring Kedusha into it. That's a major yisod. Now, oh, we have so much to do. So little time, like usual. And more of Amarta. How is this connected with boundaries? So says the Heliga, our friend, beautiful. What does it mean in more of Amarta? Why are the adults affecting the children? Says our friend, a beautiful idea. The more that we create clear-cut boundaries and our kids see from our actions what we're doing, and it's not just talk. Talk is cheap. Talk is important also, but talk is cheap. Talk's easier than actions. And they see, clear-cut, I'm doing this. I have this hecher. I'm not budging from it. I learn every day for a half hour. I don't care. I always do this. This is what I do. My boundaries are clear. It's not this wishy-washy. This is what I do. That will affect your kids. And more than Marta, your actions will affect your kids. That's what the Pusik's saying. Gevaldik Pshat. It's not talking about specifically on the children. But and more than Marta, when a kid sees his father staying away from Isser, from doing good things, that will have a lasting effect. The actions. You know, a Bokker just recently spoke to me. You know, he was going back. Again, every Bokker's going to think it's them. It's not you. Whatever. He was going back and, you know, he didn't want to be in certain situations. He was going back for Pesach and his parents wanted a certain thing out of him and he didn't want to be there. He told me It was really weird because his parents wanted him to go to X, not like giving any clues because everyone's gonna think it's them. And it turns out he didn't want to go there at all. And it turns out that his boundaries were so good because his parents saw that he was real. He was learning. He wasn't just talking the game that you want to be from, but he was. And more than that, to the opposite, he was a kid not giving mustard to the parents. I said to my bucker, you can never give mustard to anyone. People can learn from your actions. I said, when you go home, even if you're different than your parents, because you know everyone is different, but no one wants to hear mustard, no one wants to hear rebuke. But the more you make your actions real, then you'll show people this is who you are. And he told me that his father came over to him and said, I know you don't want to go to X. I want to go with you to this place, and I want to sit and learn with you. And I said, that is unbelievable. Do you see what you just did? You created a boundary. You showed yourself that you're the real deal by your action, and now it's affecting others. And more than that. And just the last, again, we have Rav Yossi Salant says, why Sfiras HaOmer? So if you look in the Torah, the first time that we have anything about Omer, the first time that we find Omer is in reference to the Mun. The Mun, in Parshas B'Shalach, it tells us in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Moshe El Aaron, Kach Tzitzenes Achas V'tein Shama Melo HaOmer, Mun. That what? You get the Mun. We know the Mun was a major gift from Hashem. A lot of things we can learn from the Mun. How Hashem gave to every specific Jew what they needed. Amazing idea that Klal Yisrael for 40 years in the Midbar got the Mun. Now they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, you're not getting the Mun anymore. You bring me the Omer. You do! I give to you, and then you give to me. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But in Hashem's tefillin, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah and Chagiga, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. What a special nation we have. Because why? Because we want more. We want Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Kedusha. But he says, just like I'm holy, you're my partner with me, I give holiness to you. I want this, but I want you to have firm boundaries. The more we get stark with our actions, the more, says Rav David Feinstein, why Lashon Emor? Why not Vayidaber? Because the Kohanim wanted to do what's right. Lashon Racha. They wanted to stay away from bad. It was Racha because they all wanted to do something right. They wanted something beautiful. That's Emor. Because everyone wants to do the right thing. When they're a Baal Mum and they can't serve the Avodah, Vayidaber. You're not going to do the Avodah. That's harsh. Because everyone wants to do the right thing. You know, I always quote from my grandfather, Rav Bomzer. He used to always call up different Rabbonim and wish him Chag Kosher V'Sameach. And he said, why the Lashon Chag Kosher V'Sameach by Pesach? Because guess what? If a doctor says you have to eat chametz on Pesach, you got to eat it. That's kosher. If you're in a dire situation, but you won't be Sameach. Why won't you be Sameach? Because you're eating chametz. No one wants to eat chametz on Pesach. So we say Chag Kosher V'Sameach. That I want to be kosher, I want it to be gavaldik, but I want to be happy. I want to be happy because I want to serve Hashem. I want to serve Hashem with the right boundaries. I want to serve Hashem with doing, listening to the Chachamim, listening to my Rabbanim, doing, learning the Torah, doing my mitzvos. The more a person brings Kedusha into their life, realizing that Hashem's part, that's what the Omer is saying. Why Sfiras HaOmer? Because we're counting the Omer, just like now we go from the Mun, and now we bring the Omer to show that we could bring wheat, the first wheat, that we show appreciation to Hashem. That's what Omer is about. Omer from the root, from the Mun, that Hashem loves us. He's part of our lives. Let us realize this. Let us realize what we have. Let us be stark with our actions. The more we work on our actions, our kids will see it. Our grandkids will see it. But more importantly, we'll see it. We'll define for ourselves who we are. And more importantly, is you'll build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll realize that you're not just for yourself, you're for Him. The more we work on ourselves, the more we build ourselves, we bring Kedusha into our lives, realizing that our actions affect people. What we do is going to affect people. We can do such great things. A person can do bad things also, Chas V'Shalom. But a person can do such great things. Let us realize that. Parshas Kedusha. Let's bring Kedusha into our lives. Parshas Emor, Mor V'Amarta. Let us just build our actions, realizing that we're doing great things. And let us just get closer and closer to the Ribono Shel'Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. I love to hear from everyone. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear what you have to say. Please give me, tell me different things. Give me ha'oras on the Divrei Torah. And let us build together. Let's do the Sphere Sa'omer, bringing a Pesach to a Shavuos, realizing that we have the greatest bracha is we have the Torah. We have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us keep on growing. Let us realize how fortunate we are. And Hashem loves us. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.